KVU Radio, thank you. And hey, listen to John Bryan, and I don't know, I hope it works, folks. Give us some feedback.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is conducting a survey. Help us shape the types of news, public affairs, and music programming KBOO broadcasts in the future. Tell us how you listen to KBOO, and we'll use this feedback to help serve you better. The survey is anonymous. However, you will have an opportunity to provide your contact information to enter a drawing. 10 lucky winners will receive a $50 gift card. Complete the community survey before Sunday, July 16th. Go to our website at kboo.fm/survey23. That's kboo.fm/survey23. Thank you in advance for your time and your feedback. Stay tuned for KBOO's next strategic plan coming soon.
3 summers ago, Portlanders stood united in demanding changes to the institution of policing and the Portland Police Bureau. Since then, the Police Accountability Commission has been building a proposal for a new voter-mandated, civilian-led police oversight system. For the July edition of Totality of Circumstances, members of the PAC will be live in the KBOO studio to field your questions and comments before their final plan goes to the City Council at the end of August. Tune in and give us a call on Tuesday, July 25th from 5 to 6 p.m. or send us an email at totalityradio@gmail.com. That's totalityradio@gmail.com or join us live on Tuesday, July 25th from 5 to 6 p.m.
Good evening. This is KBOO Studios in Portland, Oregon, and this is Comics Take on the News, a show where real comics take on real news stories and make up utter mockery of it all. I'm Danny Shy, your host, and that person that loses just one shoe. And here with me tonight, we have Lee H. Tillman, who learned everything he knows by eavesdropping on drunken barflies.
That is true. Absolutely true.
Jamie Carbone, who, if they wrote a book, it would be a good one. Or maybe a bad one.
It would be fan fiction.
So, a book you have written.
So, I have wrote 53 chapters of Digimon fan fiction. That is a real thing that happened.
Very smart. And we also have Kimberly Nickel, who showed off to show off her new haircut on the radio.
Oh, yeah. How are these bangs looking? Isn't it fresh? And everyone likes it.
Banging.
I'm sure our listeners will love them.
Oh, yeah.
The news stories that we're analyzing and lambasting tonight, Portland strippers are unionizing and demanding safer working conditions. There's a new ban prohibiting day camping in Portland, but Mayor Wheeler promises it won't be enforced yet. We talk about the legislative session and the six-week leave of absence Republicans took. After that, we'll talk about how the Supreme Court declared supremely that you don't have to make a website for announcing a marriage you oppose. If we have time, we'll talk about science news and maybe how cocaine got into the White House. This is Comics Take on the News, a satire show, so if you want something balanced and well thought out, step away from the radio and find a seesaw. Now on with the show. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, absolutely. Can we cuss?
I think, technically.
Poop. Okay. Got it.
You shouldn't.
Okay, I won't.
I mean, you might get censored.
I will do my best not
it
to.
It is after...
The watershed, as they say in England.
The watershed?
That's what they call, like, 10 p.m.
Okay. Well, it's definitely after 10 p.m. in England.
Correct. So.
and before. Our first story, your first story of the evening, erotic dancers at Magic Tavern on Northwest 24th Avenue filed for a union election petition with the National Relations Board on June 5th. The dancers went on strike on April 4th, citing poor working conditions. They're organizing to push for safer workplace conditions and better pay and health insurance, among other benefits. Some dancers have cited desires for a level floor to dance on, a security guard or two, panic buttons, and to not be fired when they request help with safety. Others have mentioned how they would like to not be drugged or to and for adequate cameras in case drugging does happen so perpetrators can be caught. They are also requesting stripper poles they use in their dances to be properly installed. The Magic Tavern dancers are being represented by Actors Equity Association Union. Actors Equity also represents the only other unionized group of strippers in the nation, out of LA. If the dancers deserve safe working conditions, our first question of the night, why isn't the market providing them? Doesn't that how markets work? Anyone?
I don't want to crack wise about this because I agree with every point that's being made.
Oh, absolutely. I just want to say I read it as Magic Mike Tavern at first. I don't know what that says about me, but that's okay.
It might have been a poor edit earlier.
I just think I wanted it to happen, you know?
I agree. Back again.
I'm just saying, like, I thought that the market solves all of these issues. Like, the market should just give them safe working conditions if it deserves it, right? Why do we need unions?
Now, Danny, are you saying capitalism is not protecting everybody involved?
Whoa. I am asking
why
it isn't, folks.
Because it's a flawed system.
How dare you, sir?
We definitely solved it, y'all. This has been solved now.
That's it.
I just feel like that's just a too rational of answer. Somehow.
Okay, fine. I'll make a joke one. Because girls just want to have fun. And these rules are stopping it.
I mean, what's more fun than uneven floors? Honestly. Come on.
Oh, with heels on? Heck yeah.
But that's the thing that bothers me about this whole list is, like, clearly every single one of those things have happened once. And I would have loved to have been there with the improperly installed pole. Like, if someone was just, like, doing, like, one of those, like, walks up it, you know, where they're, like, walking in air showing off their upper body strength, and then it just went down like a freaking tree in the middle of the woods with someone yelling timber in the background. I would have loved to have been there for that. To check if she was okay.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you wanted to catch.
No, I don't have the upper body strength for that.
Okay. I can just imagine all the glitter that gets, like, puffed up once somebody falls off a stripper pole.
It's like Wile E. Coyote when they fall. And then, like, second lady, you see a puff of smoke and glitter.
Oh, my God. If a stripper falls in the strip club and nobody's there, does it really happen?
Ooh.
Not according to management.
No, that's true. Some of these legitimately stress me out, though. Like they want druggings to stop. Like, that's something management has been, like, encouraging? Like, the wording there is very bad.
I think that they've been denying it. Like, oh, she went to the ER for drugging, but how can she prove it happened here?
Oh, God. Quit. I'm so sorry, everybody, but find a better job. Find a cooler club.
Do you think that there's other strip clubs hiring?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not educated enough in the way of the strip club in Portland. I know we have the most, so I would hope there's somebody hiring. But I'm always going to be pro-union. I side with the ladies.
That sounded like you said unions are ladies.
You know what? Why not?
They can be. They can be.
Like, they might be.
The future is female.
Thank you, Lee. That's excellent point.
There you go. There you go.
I'm just saying, if people can make a horny, like, version of Google where it's a lady, why can't a union be? That's all. I feel like I'm just now making sure you're aware of that.
I hear some new fan fiction coming up, like, just like sexy union ladies, okay?
It's all part of the process.
Okay. Do you have any idea why management would not take the calls of union organizers and the press interested in interviewing them?
They're bad people.
Flawed system, possibly, I think.
I mean, who has a landline in these days, right? Like, what are they calling on? That's probably...
Yeah, I mean, like, if an unknown number shows up on my cell phone... Oh, my AirPods are gone. If an unknown number shows up on my cell phone, I ain't answering. Leave a voicemail.
It's Valid point.
Even if you run a strip club?
Yeah, especially if
I run a strip club.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they're getting more calls than I am.
Yeah.
You're like, your phone number is going to be everywhere.
Nobody's calling you about the fanfiction?
No, believe it or not, there isn't a market in 2023 for what... Hey, what would you do if you had your own Digimon going on, Danny?
I don't know what Digimon is.
Digimon was like cooler Pokemon. It's like, basically, what if people died in Pokemon and like you went into computers? We only have an hour, and I don't. That's not enough time for me to explain what a digital monster is to you.
I was about to say, if we're gonna do that, I'm gonna have to talk about The Sims as well. So like equal time. What do you want to talk about, Lee?
Yeah, Lee. What was your middle school fascination?
I did not have a middle school fascination.
Oh, we get it. You were cool.
Yeah, we're at a table of nerds, and Lee wants to know. Okay, that's
great. I was just trying to talk about strippers. Is it strippers or erotic dancers? Are there feelings?
I feel like you got to side with whatever they say. Like, it's their term.
But what if I was getting it from the media reports?
I would assume erotic dancer is the AP style.
Well, KGW8, use strippers.
Ooh.
I said that wrong. I want to say. I think that they wrote strippers.
Sure.
Not used strippers.
Yeah. Okay. Who hasn't used a stripper when they're feeling down and out? Just someone to talk to after a breakup. You know, you keep slipping them 20 so you can tell them that you never really felt loved. Oh, like we all haven't been there.
Is that why they're being, is that why the actors union is the one that's...
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I think it's because the first strip club was in L.A. and the actors, they're entertainers. They're entertainers first.
If they're not actors, I mean, what are they? I mean, I feel like they definitely don't want to talk to these men.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
If that's not acting.
They could be the best actors, given how much they pretend they want.
It's the world's worst improv scene.
Which means it's an improv scene, yeah. I guess that would be.
Yes, and tell me why your wife left you.
Oh, God. And then you fall off the bar. The pole?
I think it's a pole.
I think it's a pole. It's not coyote
ugly.
Are
there bars?
They're not ballerinas, unless they are.
A bar is horizontal.
Yeah, you...
A pole is vertical. It's vertical. There you go. This was my obsession in middle school.
Bars versus poles.
Bars versus poles.
Wait, this is smart takes on things. Huh? Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it. I'm glad we have you all here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're pro the strippers union.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Support it. Safe poles. No drugging.
Yeah, especially no drugging. Let's not end on that as if it's a punchline.
Okay. It's not comedy. Reality. Yeah. No drugging and properly installed pools.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. In clubs and in your bedroom.
Even floors.
Floors. Yeah, the floors where we started.
Floors. Yeah. All right. Well, next story, day camping. Any of you guys day campers?
No. What's the difference between...
Are you asking me if I'm homeless? Is that what you're asking me?
Fun times? I don't know.
Because, yeah, they used to call it urban camping. I remember that was like the original term. And
it just sounds like black people.
The only day camp I'm familiar with is Daddy Day Camp, which is a movie I watched a lot for some reason as a teenager.
Why'd you make that? Is that just a normal kids movie?
I was babysitting a kid, and he was very into Eddie Murphy and I think Steve Zahn, like hanging out.
I wonder what that kid's doing now.
Probably reading Jamie's fanfic about.
good luck finding it. It's not under my real name. I took precautions.
Can we get callers to call in? Can anyone call in? Okay, if you found his fan fiction, please call in.
I don't know. Asia, can we take callers? Could.
All right, somebody.
This is terrifying.
If you find the fan fiction, I will leave.
Asia, what's our number? Oh, I know it. You'll have to repeat it back. What do you
see? Oh, yeah. We just give him the strip club's number.
503-231-8187.
Jamie with the wisdom.
It's on a sign.
What are we asking about? Oh, if they've found Jamie's fanfic?
Just any kind of calls, you know? Okay. Just call us in.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we just want to hang out.
Until then.
What's up? We're chilling.
Let's talk Digimon.
Until then, we're going to talk day camping, Lee.
All right.
I wrote things. I researched day camping.
She did the work.
I did the work.
All right.
All right, day camping. Camping in Portland property is officially prohibited between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., so no more camping. The city council passed a new ordinance in June that bans all day camping, camping anytime in parks and sidewalks, and bans using gas heaters and selling bike parts. People cited breaking the ordinance will get two warnings, and then if you get a third offense, it's $100 fines and 30 days in jail. The ordinance went into effect on July 1st, but Mayor Wheeler says the enforcement of the ban will not begin yet. No date for when the enforcement will begin has been decided.
That's bull. Like, we can all agree that that's a bull BS statement, right?
That nobody's going to get fined?
Yeah, well, we're not going to enforce it yet. That's the dumbest thing.
Do you not trust Mayor Wheeler?
No, believe it or not, I don't trust a famed Portland politician. Call me crazy.
Are there people you do trust? I just want to see.
Oh, God. Yeah.
No
names.
I
was going to say my dad, but honestly, I keep things from him, too. I guess I trust my wife.
Okay.
That's a pretty important person to trust.
Okay, so you trust your wife.
Yeah.
And then nobody else. So Mayor Wheeler less than nobody else, or
yeah. So you have, here's my wife at the top of the pyramid.
Please,
it's a very high hand. It's a very high hand, everybody.
Yeah. And then if you lower my hand a few inches, lower. You get everybody else, and then it descends. Because if I had to do like a chart, and then not at the very bottom, because you got to keep a place for some real garbage, but like near the bottom would be Mayor Ted Wheeler.
Okay. All right.
And most politicians would also be on that.
How about anybody else? Anybody else think that they can trust Mayor Ted Wheeler?
I don't think so.
Okay. Does the ordinance make you like Mayor Wheeler more or less?
I don't think I could like him less.
Yeah. <I think we're
laughs> That was so earnest.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Like how thoughtful you were about that response. Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Kimberly?
I kind of have to agree with Lee. I don't know this whole thing. I don't even want to. Yeah, I get into the homeless thing, and I feel like we're gonna be here a lot longer. But the day camping thing is just ridiculous. I'm sorry, get over it.
Day camp?
No, you can't let them day camp. Where else are people gonna go? Like, uprooting somebody just for those hours isn't gonna change anything. I mean, there needs to be so much more. So yeah, no, I don't trust Ted Wheeler to do anything that's gonna help us in the situation.
So you're saying you agree with the Oregon Law Center that it is unreasonable to ask people to pack everything they own on their back?
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you be able to pack everything you own on your back?
I actually recently thought about how I have so much stuff that I just don't need anymore. I actually would love to be able to carry everything I have in one pack. That would be dope, but I can't.
I also can't. Yeah. I have a lot of Lego sets.
Would you be able to, Lee?
I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
Honestly.
Do you own that sweater?
Yes.
And that's
it.
All?
This is it. This is all I have.
Okay.
Lee, you do have big, minimalist energy.
I do.
Sincerely. It's intimidating in a respectful way. You know what I mean? You seem, so confident in, what you need that, not to say you wouldn't have things you enjoy, but that you would have no problem, cutting it out of your life if you needed to.
I could. That's a double-edged sword. But I can literally... I could probably cut anything out of my life at any point right now,
I feel like people need to know that Lee's claiming that this is the only sweater he has, but you have a very awesome, duck sweater. Did you get rid of it?
Yes, I still have it.
Okay,
but I could get rid of
it.
I could get rid of it at any point. If you wanted me to get rid of it, I could. Do you want it?
I do love it. I don't know if I could pull it off in the same way. It's very you, yeah. But I'll try, we'll see.
Where do you keep it when you're not wearing it?
In the closet, like a normal human being. I'm not a weirdo. I don't have it in a glass case.
I don't know. Maybe you had it in a tent somewhere or in your car.
Yeah, nope.
A backpack.
It's just
for
always
hiking?
It's always on my person. I always just in case I need a duck sweater.
You got to hide it from people, right? People are looking for it now.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes it sound like you're threatening Lee a little bit.
It did a smidgen feel like you were about to, Ocean's 11, that duck sweater away from Lee's closet.
That's actually what's happening right now. The only reason why I'm on this show is so someone is at my house right now robbing me of my duck sweater.
Hey, I'm here on the radio. People can hear me. Kimberly Nickel on the radio. I'm not doing anything I shouldn't be doing.
That's why you have 10 other people pulling off the heist. Like, if you watch Ocean's 11, the remake, I haven't seen the original, but if you watch the remake, Danny is getting beat up by a guy in a room for the majority of that. The perfect alibi.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't on the radio.
No, he was not. This is true.
Because he left that guy. Cool. The business owners say that this could be bring people back downtown.
No, it won't.
Why not?
Because, okay, so if anything's going to bring down people back downtown, it's going to be like business, and business isn't there right now. If you get rid of the people that are like, first of all, you're not going to be able to get rid of people, because even if you outlaw day camping, a lot of people are still going to hang out in that general area regardless. But also, most of the businesses have at this point like moved elsewhere. It's been so long that who is going to return downtown? It just seems like you're grabbing at straws just trying to find a solution, and I don't think that this is going to be it. This is also going to affect areas that aren't downtown way worse. Like, sincerely, like, there are places that, like, people are going to use this as reasons to tear down encampments all over the city. And that is way more frustrating, sincerely.
And they're also going to, like, evict the RV folk. Like, why? So you can't... For businesses.
Yeah, it's the business, yeah.
For right. Businesses.
I'm going to fistfight Ted Wheeler. For businesses.
You heard it here first.
Is your mom going to be like, no, Carbone. Jamie's not allowed to fistfight Ted Wheeler?
My mom might be cool with it. I feel like I could talk her onto my side.
I mean, it's just her letting you fistfight. Sure.
My mom's also my legal representative. That's true.
Well, you don't want to beat that person up. Come on.
Yeah, come on, don't fight my mom. She's so strong.
Okay. I like it. All right, any other thoughts on the day camping?
I think we're also all in favor of it.
Yeah, and I don't think business is going to come back, especially with, like, to get nerdy and talk about insurance stuff, but I feel like insurance is, like, definitely keeping businesses from staying open because people are talking about that homelessness is such an issue in Portland, so it's definitely, that's an issue too. So nothing's coming back downtown.
Not anytime soon?
Yeah.
Maybe if rent goes down, but...
I do ghost tours downtown sometimes.
You have big ghost tour vibe energy, Danny, and I did not mean that as a compliment.
But I took it as one.
I feel like that's a huge compliment. How many? Yeah, I would be like.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to be too dark, but like more ghost is just good business.
Sure.
Okay. So, that's the solution then.
Especially if the ghosts are downtown. Businesses.
I would love that, actually.
More ghosts downtown.
Get rid of. Fine with day camping, bring in more horrific deaths to downtown so we get more ghosts.
Of businesses, just business deaths.
Yeah, I'm going to get haunted by a Nike store. Look at all these closed Starbucks. Ooh.
I think I might be haunted by a Starbucks. They call to me.
Starbucks?
Yeah.
What do you mean they call to you?
I don't know. You just see them and you're like, well, I need that now.
I go to Dutch Brothers my response to that statement.
I can't
go to Starbucks after I worked with a woman here in Portland who talked about how they have the perfect egg cups. They're the perfect size. I'm like,
they're not good. The egg cups are fine at best.
Yeah, I was like, you just don't want to eat food. Let's not talk.
I can't go to Dutch Brothers because that one on MLK is always got like a line out into MLK. What are they serving there?
Really good coffee, and I get a raspberry lemonade because I'm dainty. It's also because I don't drink caffeine.
Do you wait in that line though?
No, okay. I go to a different one. I go to the one in Tigard.
Are you sure that one's just serving coffee though?
It's serving. I mean, coffee. They've got like some treats and stuff, but yeah, it's not like
energy
sandwiches.
Drinks.
Yeah, they apparently. Have got like fancy homemade energy. Not homemade, but like company made.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
They've got muffin tops.
I've never been to Dutch Brothers.
Okay. Where do you go for your coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
Do you have any vices?
No, I can leave everything on.
I love it. You're a professional. You're a professional.
I like that you've minimized food as well. Yeah, like, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're not doing comedy,
it's all I do.
Do you just shut down?
Yeah, pretty much. I just go into a closet, turn off a light, and that's it. And then the alarm wakes me up at 8 o'clock, and then I go out and do it again. That's it.
Okay. Well, No Dutch Brothers or anything.
Nope.
On that note, we're pro day camping.
Yes.
Pro ghosts.
Yeah, yeah. Pro ghosts. Oh, yes. I would say I'm more pro ghost than day camping, but yeah, that's really. Because I feel like ghosts affect me. I've encountered ghosts twice in my life. I know that a lot of people think that's weird, but I stand by that.
Friendly ghosts?
One was my grandfather saving me during a snowstorm, and the other one was not nice.
Mm. Were you glad your grandfather saved you?
Yeah, okay. I didn't die.
Good.
So thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Pap-Pap Jim.
Thank you, Pap-Pap Jim.
We're glad Jim could keep you here for today.
Thank you.
To get to you to this point.
I'm also thankful. Okay. I think. I don't know. My depression comes in waves.
I think that's the answer we were waiting for. That's why she asked that question.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't want to be too leading, but that's I wanted to go. Yeah. Just wanted you to admit that on the radio. All right. Next story. Oh, this one's good. I like this one. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg visited Portland on his tour to the Pacific Northwest, checking out infrastructure projects funded by the infrastructure spending bill. As part of his tour, he rode an electric bus down 82nd.
Cool.
Not a lot is said about this report. What I'm wondering is, what do you hope happened on that bus that he then brought back to Washington, D.C. for stories?
I hope he didn't pay. Like, I hope someone's like, oh, man, you don't need to. They don't. Like, you have to pretend to pay, but if you don't, they're not going to do anything.
I think he should have paid.
I think he should have paid, but I would have liked it if someone told him to be like, worry about it. Nobody else does.
Okay.
I pay.
Yeah.
For the train. I don't think
he does. Do you think he touches money?
Do I think Pete booted? Yes, I think he is. As Secretary of Transportation, I don't think he's past having a handler for his cash at this point in his life. He has Chasen. Chasen might handle the money for him, but
okay,
that's his husband's name.
Thank you for knowing that.
Thank you. I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
He took Second City Improv the same time I did, but he was in a different class than mine.
I'm sorry. There's like improv has come up twice. Thank you. Noise.
Yeah, neither time have been you.
No. I'm trying to move away from it. Not really, though.
It's apparently works to go into politics. Did Chasen go into politics then?
I don't believe so.
Or he just
married
into
politics? I think he's just trying to Real Housewife it. He's very, from all the social media I've seen, he's like, seems like legitimately a cool dude.
Okay.
So, I hope that is actually the case. I don't have as positive thoughts as towards Pete, but
okay.
Pete's on that Ted Wheeler level of liar. Of trust.
Just above the garbage slum.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Lee? What do you think that happened to Pete on the bus? Or hope?
I hope that someone just started busting out singing in front of him, and he had to like sit there and like decide whether or not he wanted to pay the person or not. That's what I'm hoping happened. But that's probably happening. Like he probably doesn't need to take that back to Washington, because that probably is something that's already there.
Okay. I don't think so.
No?
Washington's got very clean transportation.
Really?
Oh, they're very mean to you if you make any noise on the Washington Metro. I mean, I didn't take the bus, Ma. But yeah, you know.
I live there. You can't eat or drink. You can't even drink water on the Metro, which was weird there. But
you can't drink water?
Yeah, I don't. I actually had somebody come up to me and was like, you have to put that away. I was like, there's a grown man just spit on the window a second ago, but I can't drink my water. Thank you. I think he probably realized, I don't know, all the Metro stuff in D.C. is underground, so I feel like maybe he was just like, oh, we can actually have stuff above ground to move around and see stuff versus just tunnels.
Do you think he thought that, or was he on 82nd and was like, tunnels are the way to go?
Yeah, he probably was. Yeah, never mind.
I bet he was like, boy, there sure is a lot of Asian markets near the strip club.
A strip club's like a safe, fun place to be.
They're union.
They're becoming.
Well, one of them is.
Yeah.
One of them.
In LA. I don't know. Maybe he passed by PCC and was like, Jamie Carbone used to work there.
I think he stopped at PCC. Did he really? The Southeast campus? Yeah, I don't know which campus.
That's the one on 82nd is Southeast.
Okay.
I'm sorry for. This is legitimately where I work. Not that one, but a different one.
You work there now?
I don't work at 82nd anymore. Okay. I used to. And then they were like, we don't need a person in this position here. This is not funny.
No. You don't think that they thought, well, the Secretary of Transportation is coming. We need to clean this up. And then they got rid of you?
Ooh. They got rid of me in November, which is a real cool way to...
I mean, they have to plan those trips way in advance. They probably knew he was coming, you know? Like,
we got to get Carbone out of here.
Jason told him about you.
Have you been stalking Chase? Is that how you know so much about Chase?
I don't have a lot going on. And I would love to know what people who I may have like been near at an improv school are up to.
We have more fan fiction coming.
You do now.
Been near at, they said. That's... Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
I'm curious... Like, they stopped at PCC or he got on at PCC?
He had some press tour or press event at PCC? PCC. Yeah. It had to do with infrastructure. I didn't look that much into it.
That's wild.
I was just thinking, yeah.
No, I'm surprised I didn't get, like, was that, when was that?
Last weekend.
Oh, okay, that would explain why I didn't get a bunch of emails about it. Because usually when anybody famous comes to work, they're just like, email, 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 email. And I would have, I don't know if I would have gone to see Mayor Pete. He's not even mayor
anymore.
He's
a secretary.
He used to be Mayor Pete when he was running for president. But I would have liked to have the opportunity to tell myself, no, we are not going to see Mayor Pete, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. This way you just didn't see him. Before you could have made a protest about
Before I could have rejected the opportunity to see him, which is more powerful.
Yeah. I think it would have been cool, more powerfully, if you were about to get on the bus and noticed Pete was on the bus and were like, no, this is... too far.
No.
This
is Here's the thing. I don't know if I could pick Pete out of a crowd. I've seen him pictures of him and like on press tours and things. But if I saw... Here's the thing. If I saw Pete Buttigieg sitting in a bus, I'd be like, oh, weird. And then I would just sit on the bus. I would not say anything to him. I would not... Like, I might like do one of those like white people nods that we do when we like make eye contact with another white person. But that's probably about it.
Do you do a white people nod, Kimberly?
I just thought that was like an anxiety thing. I don't like to, like it's awkward after, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's a white person thing though. I don't
I do a real fast look away.
Yeah.
What's a real fast? What does that mean?
It's like I don't want you to know that I was seeing you. So I just look away.
I only do it if I make eye contact. Like if I don't make eye contact, you don't. I just pretend you don't exist.
Lee, you want to talk about the white person nod?
For the record, I am a black person for anyone that's listening. So that's why I was not asked this question. Yes.
Did you want me to ask you the same?
No.
Lee, do you do a white person nod?
I do not do a white person nod.
Okay. What do you do when white people... You see white people.
I look away as soon as possible. I check my pockets. That's
I do the
I
same mean. Thing as me.
Make sure I'm not being gentrified at this moment at the sound.
All right. Well, we'll move on. If you've been hanging out with us, this is KBOO on Portland. You're listening to Comics Take on the News, a satirical news panel show where comics make bad taste comics on real news stories and prove exactly why no one wants to be our friends.
I have friends.
Are they all
They're
comics?
All in this room right now?
No.
Are they all comics?
They're, I sometimes they're bartenders at like open mics.
Okay. So they're comics with similar bad tastes.
Yeah.
And people that are paid to be around comics.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And they probably want to be comics also.
Some of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are better than that.
It's some of them, yeah. Let's see. Oh, if you're liking what you hear, keep on listening. If you don't like what you hear, turn off the radio and meditate. We're at... if you want to call us, you can. Our number is 503-231-8187, and you can tell us what news you want us to talk about. We will not know what's going on. So that's who we are. Next story. Oregon senator walkout. Do you guys hear about this?
Yeah.
It was all
earlier
over the place.
At the beginning of the show when you talked about what you were going to go through.
Good. So this is going to be good takes on it. Oregon Senate Republicans made history. Jamie made history during the 23 legislative session by maintaining the longest walkout in state's history. The senators who walked out of their job on May 2nd cited objections to House Bill 2002 and its provisions to expand protections for abortion access and gender-affirming health. Republicans returned from a six-week walkout after Democrats negotiated away parts of the bill. Democrats also negotiated away parts of House Bill 2005, which would have increased gun control. When the Senate returned to quorum, they were able to end the session by quickly passing a number of spending bills. So here's my question. If you don't like what your boss is doing, why don't we all just walk out? Why is that not a solution other people take?
I mean, I just half-assed my job.
What? Because you're mad at your boss, or because you just half-assed your job?
Or in general. No, like, if I feel good about a job, I whole-ass it.
Okay.
But if I'm indifferent, I'm just like, I'm going to phone it in. And like, but here's, I don't know, like, I'm not going to side with the Republicans on this one. Like, maybe if it had been for like something that like they're like, oh, smaller government or something, like something that they actually say they can. But hey, we made it more difficult for women to get things taken care of, and also for people to get gender affirming care. We don't want people to be happy. Yeah, we're going to walk out. Get out of here, you friggin' ghouls.
Well, I think my question is, like, why aren't they like, hey, you didn't show up to work. We don't care about what you say. We're going to go on without you.
I think that should happen, but that's not how quorum works. You need the numbers.
You think about, Kimberly, have you ever thought about just leaving your job and then coming back?
Oh, I definitely have fantasized what that would be like. I would love to do it, but yeah, just like bust out, like kick a door open and be like, deuces, I'm not coming back. It'd be great.
Deuces?
Deuces. I don't know why it was apparently it's the thing I'm gonna say.
Have you never walked out of a job before?
No. I stayed at a job a really long time that I probably should have walked out on. Sure. Yeah.
What about you, Lee? Have you ever walked out on a job?
No, I've never walked out. I've been fired a number of times.
I got escorted out once. Ooh. That's happened.
Yeah, after I got fired, I got escorted out, yes.
I didn't realize I was getting fired until I was being escorted out. Like, it was very much like, because it was a temp job, and it was very much me being like, so I was like going through all these HR files, and I'd gone through all of them, and I was waiting for like the next batch to come in, and they were like, hey, you can listen to podcasts while you're working. I was like, oh, okay. So I was just fiddling around on my phone downloading podcasts, and this woman, who I later found out was like the manager, not the person who had like trained us, comes up to me and goes, you can't be on your phone, you're looking at people's files, you could see private information and then steal it. And I was like, oh, okay. That's not what I was told. I put my phone away. I just sat there. Just sat there staring ahead like a robot, like you do when you're not doing comedy.
Exactly.
And 5 minutes later, this woman comes up to me and goes, actually, I'm gonna go ahead and walk you out of the building. I was like, oh, okay. I guess I'm done. I guess I'm done for the day. And then when we were in the elevator, she was like, okay, I need your like badges and IDs and stuff. And I was like, Oh, I see what's happening.
Just because of the phone thing?
So I called my temp agency and was like, hey, I just got fired. This is the only time it's ever happened to me, because I'm a good worker. And even when I half-ass. And I was like, hey, I just got fired for doing something I was told I was allowed to do. They, just a heads up, the other, because I was on assignment with another person, they were also on their phone. If you can, please reach out to them, let them know to put their phone away, because I don't want them to get fired as well. And my temp agency was immediately like, okay, so we were afraid this might happen. These people, this department that
we worked with. If they're all ghosts, I'm sorry. If they're ghosts, like, I can't.
I wish.
It never happened.
But they were straight up, just like, so these people, this hospital, because it was a hospital, they have pulled this before. They tell us that they have people who come in for like multi-week assignments, and then really it's only like a few days worth of work, and then they make up an excuse to let people go so that they don't have to pay them for the length of the contract. And I was like, oh, cool. That sucks. I hate my ego is feeling really bad right now because I just got fired for the sake of saving this budget department a couple $100. I'm never going to work with you guys again because you knew this could happen. It's happened before. And I was your guinea pig to test to see if they were still crappy. So, tight. Thank you for this.
You should have worked slower.
I get bored. That's my problem. Like, I was a great temp worker. Because if you give me a project, I just blew through it instead of like trying to milk more money out of this company, which was not what my temp agencies wanted me to do. They wanted me to be slower. Mm-hmm.
You'd make a real terrible Republican.
Ooh. Yeah, probably just from like from having like a soul.
That's a bold statement right there. I can't believe you said that.
Are you
right now
trying to disagree with me, Lee?
Yeah, Lee. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about me?
All right, now listen here. Ronald Reagan. No, I'm not.
Great. the world's greatest president.
The world's greatest president.
Clearly. But I don't know why I told that whole story. There was no jokes in there. I was just like, okay, here's some more personal information that I'm embarrassed to share with people.
It's a great story.
I'm so mad that whole thing happened. And then 3 months later, I moved to Portland.
I like... Okay. That you were like, I can't believe I told this story, and then you kept telling the story. And you're like, no, I need to
put it on the timeline of my great journey.
You got a bad story you want to tell, Kimberly, about a shame that has nothing to do with us senators walking out?
You can say no.
Not according to the Republicans.
That is true.
No, the phone thing was just too crazy. I've worked at like universities before, and I remember we got. Some student sent me something back, and they somehow had another student's social security number, and I told my boss about it, and he was like, well, if the other student says something, then we'll do something. And I'm like, no, like, they shouldn't have. How did they get this information? And then we found out my boss sent it accidentally. Yeah.
That's what?
That's why he didn't want to tell anybody.
That's way worse than what I did.
I know, this was, like, and he, this man had, yeah, he, well, he's a man, I guess that's probably why he was a higher up gentleman at the work, yeah. Concordia University, they'd gone now, it doesn't matter.
Did Concordia close?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just the one in Portland.
Oh, okay.
Financial reasons.
I thought you meant like the whole chain. Because it's like a...
I don't think they're associated with each other.
Oh, are they not? I thought they were like a DeVry thing.
No, it's... I mean, they do have like nursing schools, but the one here in Portland was primarily for like teaching degrees. And then they also have like a law school in Boise that was a Portland, I don't know, how like it was in Boise.
Branch school or whatever. Anyway, okay. I'm glad that man lost his job.
Yeah.
Oh, he probably has another better job now because he just probably falls into it, right?
That must be nice.
Jason. No, I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to say his last name.
If you know his name, call in right now.
503-231-8187.
Do you have a phone or a fired story you want to share, Lee?
I have those things. I do not have those things that I want to share.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I think the Republicans are bad.
Okay. So there's no award ceremony. They made history, Jamie.
Sure, congrats. You wasted 6 weeks of everybody's time.
Okay.
Do your friggin' job.
Yeah, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get back to work, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry that you don't live in a state where you can gerrymander everything to your heart's content, buddy, but like... If your buddies, if the Dems go to session in the other states, you can do the same instead of being a crybaby who takes their ball home.
There you go.
Do your friggin' job. Unless you were actively, like, protesting people from being harmed, which you weren't. You were harming people being protected.
So they did pass a measure that said that they're not allowed to run again because they had 10 unexcused absences.
Oh, every single one can't run again?
I think it's, like... A handful of them. I don't think it's every single Republican senator, but a number. Although
they were all absent for 6 weeks. That's a lot.
So that's a lot. Yeah, they. I mean, kept quorum. It was a bunch of them being absent for a while. But so they passed a law that they can't run again. But the Republicans are testing the legality, and they're also like, yeah, but we're elected for multiple terms, so we can still hang out next term. And also, we're not sure. So
multiple terms or multiple sessions.
Multiple sessions, and they also think the law is illegal, so they're going to run again. So they want to keep the job that they continue to leave for weeks at a time.
Cool.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, if you have a job that pays you for not showing up.
I'm going to stop you right there. I don't have a job.
Yeah, see? The Republicans have it better than you. They get paid for doing the same lack of work.
Good, cool.
How do we get into politics? Yeah. Is there like hiring? Like, what do we do?
Story.
I have too many skeletons. I have too much fanfic in my closet to run.
How do you get into politics? I don't know.
You got to start small. Run for a school board.
Ooh, on it. I'll do it tomorrow, yo. Kimberly Nichol, school board president, superintendent. Yeah, I don't know.
Start right at the top.
What issue are you going to run on?
Like, more vending machines. That's for the kids, though, you know. And then for the adults, 6 week breaks whenever we want them, you know. Just
You have my vote.
Yeah, you got a job with me, buddy.
Finally.
I think maybe legalizing mushrooms for teachers would be like aren't they in technically, the schools.
Oh, so you can just microdose your way through friggin' art class. Danny, I hate to break it to you, but there's already some teachers doing that.
No, Jim.
Surprise.
That's how...
What a twist.
I don't
Probably
know.
Some English teachers doing it, too.
You were that teacher?
Oh, God. Hold on. When was I microdosing? Mm. No, there was no overlap for that.
Okay.
There was when I was in grad school, but not when I was teaching.
It would have made teaching better, though, yeah?
For sure. I probably would have kept with it instead of quitting after 2 years.
How do you feel about this platform, Kimberly?
Yeah, I could give
microdosing?
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like Neil, like their spaces, they provide, be part of the teacher benefit packages.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like they could only be able to do their job better if they were microdosing. Let's give it.
I could grow shrooms in the crawl spaces under the schools.
Yeah, I think we should definitely have them growing them at the schools for sure, yeah. Selling them to kids, too, if like in small quantities.
I didn't say sell them to kids.
In small quantities,
though. We're creating jobs here. We're creating jobs.
And I need one.
Jamie needs one. We're job creators here.
Okay. Good for us. All right. We've got jobs and a new school board president.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and we're happier people. Glad our grandpas saved us. Mm-hmm. All right. Next story. What?
I thought it was just me. I didn't know we all had the grandpa saved our life. Our grandpa's ghost saved all our lives.
A lot of us are
grandpas. Classic story.
Yeah, who hasn't that happened to
you? I mean, come on. Honestly.
I was horseback riding with my family, and the ghost of my grandpa like helped me like back on the saddle. Like, right?
Like that episode of Full House.
Yeah.
It's a true story, right? Full House?
No, the show?
Full House existed, yes.
Yeah, Full House was a real thing.
If it's on TV, it's real.
Yeah. I was just thought, there was a plot of an episode of Full House where, like, Michelle fell off her horse, and then, like, a ghost of her, like, helped her.
Are you kidding me? That's right, it was really cool. Yeah,
it was just so Mary Kate and Ashley could act together. I thought that's what you were referencing.
My grandpa actually, okay, so I grew up, like, I spent a lot of time with my grandpa on his farm, and he, for some reason, thought, like, everybody should have a horse, so he, like, traded farm stuff and got me a horse, and I was deadly afraid of it, because he fell off of it, and I was like, no, I'm never going to get on, and then, I guess everybody wants a horse when they're, it's a pony, I wanted a pony, I guess.
But was it, like, a big horse?
It was, like, a full-grown horse, and I was, like, six, yeah, I was like, why am I getting on this?
I had a horse step on my hand once, wouldn't recommend that.
My sisters taught me how to milk a horse.
Go on.
Wait, what?
Please, I'm listening.
I don't remember at all because I was very little. I just learned to walk.
Horse milk?
In my world. And I heard my mom when I was an adult. She was telling her friends. She's like, yeah, when Danny just learned to walk, her older sisters taught her how to walk right underneath the horse and milk it. Like, I was very little. So I don't remember it. I've asked around about it, around my family. Text message thread, mm-hmm. And it happened.
Okay.
And my oldest sister said, yeah, we all used to walk underneath the horse, and then you showed off this skill and got us all in trouble for walking under the horse. So I got in trouble which is super unfair that they taught me this talent and then expected me to keep it a secret. I don't know. The horse has an udder, and it was had a baby, and you can milk it. I don't know what I was doing with the milk. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
that's the question.
I have no idea.
What are you doing with this milk?
I don't know. I'm afraid of horses, too. So I don't know why I even wanted to go near the horse.
This is the most fascinating story that's been told all night.
Yeah.
What was the horse's name, Danny?
I'm guessing it was Babe.
Why Babe?
I don't know.
It was my mom's horse named Babe.
It was a good looking horse.
There you go.
She was a red horse. She was pretty tall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're walking under.
There was another horse. His name was Pity at the time. So it was Babe and Pity. I don't remember Pity well.
Sure.
And then we had some other horses. I don't know. I think we had an angry pony at the time. I
feel like we should have started with this story. I feel like
I
this is. This is headline news right here. I feel like we should have.
I mean,
horse
it happened
milk.
30-some
horse,
years ago.
Horse milk.
So I don't have a lot of details.
You were, like, real young when you did
I was, like,
that.
Real young. I was, like, before I formed memory young.
Well, I mean, for some people, that's, I mean, trauma, you know.
Fair.
Who knows when we really form a memory.
If you get kicked in the head by a horse.
I didn't.
At two.
Did you?
When do you start? I don't know. Maybe. Hopefully it's not. Believable. Probably not. I'm still alive, so
yeah. I would think that would turn your baby brain bad.
Mushy.
I wasn't gonna say mushy specifically because I thought that was a bad visual representation for what we're talking about.
But maybe the mushy thing is good because like they can take a lot of impact, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love it when my fontanelle stops horse hooves.
I don't know that kid who got ran over by a car that the mom like picked it up. That kid's fine, right?
Is that true?
It was like ages ago. This mom, like,
yeah. Is there only one kid?
I don't know.
Like a car like parked on a kid and a mom like in a rage lifted it. But I thought that kid was probably messed up from it. But I don't know. I didn't follow up.
I don't know.
I'm gonna believe that.
If you are that kid, call in right now.
503-231-8187.
We'd love to hear from you, please.
Well then, all right. Our last story of the night. While we're waiting for that kid to call, we'll get to him. Is the Supreme Court ruled that website site designers cannot be forced to do art for couples they don't like? Colorado web designer Lori Smith, you guys heard the story?
Yeah. I'm real mad about it.
She's a real, this is shocking.
She's a real jerk.
Real awful. Colorado web designer Lori Smith wanted to start a business designing web pages for people getting married, but she didn't want to be forced to design them for people that she didn't like or agree with their lifestyle choices. So instead of starting the business and waiting for people to come to her, she went first to the Supreme Court and they decided, yep, a website template is art and you cannot be forced to design a website for them. So now she's starting a business. Here's what I don't understand. I mean, there's a lot of this.
This woman should be in jail.
But why do capitalists not want LGBTQ money? This is...
Okay, so the main reason is because you need a tool to keep your little capitalism followers in line, and that tool is religion. And right now people are using religion against the gays as a way to weaponize capitalism.
But I kind of still feel like I guess the thing is, like, I don't know, Oklahoma's, like, that's where I'm from, and everybody's, like, ridiculous or religious, but I'm like... Why are you against taking someone's money? Like, you can, like, be high on your horse about what... God, come back to the horse stuff, right? Okay. yeah. Horse milk, you can get it today. But yeah, I'm like, if you don't agree with their, like, thing, just take their money, and then you can, like, do your stupid church stuff and be like, I took the money of these people, and they're, you know,
and I
whatever.
Gave it to God.
Yeah, and I can do better stuff with it now, and I'm like... Yeah, but I'm glad she decided to, like, let us know that she's a dumb biatch, you know, and then we don't want, like, nobody gives her a
man. But also, what she did is not allowed.
She did, it's not allowed because she didn't have a case, but also no. She did say, Kimberly, that she is willing to work with people, just not on their wedding websites. So if you're interested in a different kind of graphic designer website,
just don't hire this woman. Just
yeah, give your money to a nice, like, young queer coder.
So you're saying that this was not a good marketing strategy?
No, I think she's hurt her business, and I'm sure she's really going to suffer for it.
Lee, you want to agree with that or disagree, or how are you feeling about?
I think she's probably found a niche.
She's gonna, like, get work.
Yeah. I feel like she's gonna get plenty of people that are
gonna make a bunch of crappy Angel Fire websites.
That's
for
what
a bunch
I was gonna
traders.
Ask. Oh, God. What do you think her websites look like?
Bad.
Well,
what's this
the
lady's
same
name?
People that
Lori
don't drink Bud
Smith.
Light.
How do you spell Lori?
Lori. In her case.
Okay, I'm gonna see if she has any website examples online.
Okay. It's her art.
So she didn't have this business already?
Yes, she didn't. I think she had a graphic design business or a website business. Right. But she wanted to go very specifically into the wedding business because she loves hetero weddings.
303 Creative is the name of her brand.
If you have any kind of business, like, you're still able to, like... I mean, she could have just been like, I'm sorry, I'm really busy. If she doesn't want to do something. So I don't even understand why she had to go through the Supreme Court. Like, she has way too much time on her hands. Get over it, Lori.
Oh, so if you go to the contact section of her website, so much of it is just, like, statement on lawsuit. The messages I've received have shown that there's a lot of misunderstanding and misinformation about the case. Please don't believe everything you read or hear. Shut up, Lori.
You're
a bad person who's doing bad things.
The best part about this is one of the things that she cited in her case, she cited a man's name. She's like, well, I don't want to design a wedding website for this man. And this man is somebody she's never actually worked with. And he's in a hetero relationship, or he's married in a hetero relationship and never contacted her. She's like, I will not be forced to make his wedding website. And he didn't know he was cited until after the case came out. And he was like, I don't want to work with her. I don't need her. And also, I'm a website designer. I'd make my own if I wanted it.
Yeah, so she just kind of grabbed a bunch of names that she had worked with and been like, ta-da! To my clients, I am very sorry that some people are so intolerant of my beliefs. Beliefs shared by many Jews, Muslims, Christians, and non-religious people in this country, and the throughout the world. So you love it when your statement has a friggin' grammatical error right in it. As you know, I try to treat everyone with respect, and I wish they would do the same. Please contact me if you have concerns. I have concerns, Lori. You have a typo. That's my biggest concern.
I really want you to do voiceover work, Jamie. I love the passion you put into reading.
I have a lot of... I would love to do voiceover work. Yeah. I have a lot of rage to Lori Smith. Also, if you send a message to 3031 Creations, your salutation is either Mr. or Miss / Mrs. Why can't I be a doctor, Lori? I've spent 8 years in hypothetical school to get that degree. Why can't I earn this?
I went to Concord University. Yeah,
thank you. Before they closed because someone sent out my social security number. Lori, this website is bad. Oh, this is a Google Doc. Your contact form is a Google Doc.
So many things. But my question is, as artists, her claim was that, like, designing a website for a couple she doesn't like destroys her art.
Ugh. I don't...
Y'all have been to shows. Does people that don't agree with you ruin your art?
Yes.
And how?
It makes me feel bad. Why aren't you laughing? I showed you my Digimon fanfic joke. Please respond. No, I mean, so I wouldn't call it art is my issue. Like, I think it's doing something creative, but once you bring money into it, I think the water gets murky. Because people, when it comes to money, it becomes a job. And you I don't know.
You're just doing a thing that they ask you to do. I mean, I don't know. It just like you're not creating it from scratch or something. Yeah. Like, they ask you to put certain things together, you do it, and that's it. Like, it's not, I don't know.
The Supreme Court does not agree with you guys.
This website sucks. Is my response to that. This is a bad website.
Kimberly, you had a question? Comment?
Oh, I don't know. I just mainly like the money thing got to me as far as like art. But it's with comedy, I feel like I do hate when there's like the types of people sometimes I see laughing at my joke because I'm like, oh,
that's not for you.
I'm like, I don't... It's just like this one... I keep thinking about this like same bucket hat dude that was at one of my shows, and I'm like...
Say no more. Say no more.
He was a fine person, I'm sure, but...
It's not even centered. Look at that.
What is this
shit? It's not even centered. Her website, she can't even center a check mark on top of a column. This is bad design.
It's so wonky.
This is not good, Lori. We're going to send you back to your coding camp until you learn how to make a website.
I also hate to call anything because there's like such a debate about like women and like the stuff that women do, like whether it's art or not. But I'm sorry, Lori. That's not art. That's just...
This is just you spending 30 seconds on what's that website that everybody uses? GoDaddy.
Yeah. There's
WordPress. Wait,
you were talking about bucket hat guy.
Oh yeah, please.
Bucket hat.
I don't know. I just wish, like, I don't know. I've been told that my comedy's not for everyone. I understand that, but I guess I just like would like to see more people like me laughing than a dude who's probably seen a lot of fish concerts.
I didn't know you were going to follow that up with concerts. I thought you were like, how dare a fisherman
enjoy
my jokes.
With his bucket hat.
No.
Found the another typo, man. Lori. In your background, I've had the privilege of working in a variety of environments. That's not how you use that word, Lori.
Can you use privilege? Can she use privilege? I thought that was an insult. Somehow.
Is that something she said
in her case? It sounds like something she
said. I'm just saying, she used privileged, like, in a different way. So she said, she, like, put it in the past tense, and that's not how you use that in that sentence.
Okay.
I've had the privileged of working in a variety of environments.
This is why you know Jamie's fanfic is good.
It's bad.
Grammatically correct.
There's typos all over it. The last time I read it, it was supposed to end with a guy's ghost smiling, but I typed too fast, so it just says... the ghost smalled.
You don't know. Maybe that's a move that ghosts do. You don't know.
Yeah, maybe it got really small. We don't know. Definitely ghost a small. Different vibe.
All right, guys.
This episode has been sponsored by Horse Milk, Seabiscuits, Seabiscuits Horse Milk.
We need to wrap this up, or this is going to go too far off the rails, folks. Thanks so much for listening. Before we leave, do you guys want to go around and say your name and where they can find you, or any hot takes, or anything you want to say?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm Jamie Carbone. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, at a Jamie Carbone. If you're on Blue Sky, if you're one of the 12 people on Blue Sky, it's just Jamie Carbone, J-A-M-I-E. Follow me there. I post a lot of dumb stuff. Oh, also TikTok, because sometimes I just talk into a camera about things I got going on.
Oh, I'm Kimberly Nickel. You can follow me on Instagram, NicholsandToes23 or something like that. My name is spelled with a C. You can find me easily. Yeah, check out my TikTok. I just make ceramics, so that's all I do. And sometimes tell jokes. Thank you.
And I am Liege Tillman. I am Liege Tillman on all the socials. Pretty easy to find.
All right. Liege, easy to find. I'm Danny Shy, and you've been listening to Comics Take on the News. This has been a volunteer-produced show on KBOO Radio. Your panelists are all Portland comedians, so they're around here, so find them on what we said, where they said, and do that. This program is produced by me, Danny Shy. Our engineer is Jezaniah Hawthorne. Special thanks to Althea Billing, Bren Boy, and Rebel Label, Independent Media, Lee H. Tillman, Jamie Carbone, Kimberly Nickel, and everyone else listening. KBOO is a member-supported community radio, so donate to us if you like what you hear. And we're here. Bye.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio and the Jazz Society of Oregon are proud to present the 43rd Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival broadcast July 14, 15, and 16 at Cathedral Park in North Portland. KBOO will begin the live broadcast Friday at 4:30 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday's broadcast will get underway at 1 p.m. That's the 43rd Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival broadcasting Friday, July 14, Saturday, July 15, and Sunday, July 16, here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
You're tuned in to listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
Does anybody really listen to that shitty music they play on the radio?